All right, everybody. It is 5 minutes to the hour, and I think we'll go ahead and get started. So I want to officially welcome everybody to the business portion of our annual business meeting for 2022 with the California Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss. I'm Frank Welty, CAAVL president. And let's find out who else is here, shall we? So I'm going to start by if your last name
Youth.
begins with the letters A through C, go ahead and unmute and say hello and say who you are.
Robert Acosta and Ruth Ann Acosta. No,
Hey there.
first name.
No,
Sorry.
last name.
Acosta
No last
Acosta
name.
from Chatsworth.
Yeah, with last
Okay.
name.
Oh, sorry. Another
Andy
dependency.
Baracco. Hey, Andy. Anyone A through C? All right, let's go up to A through G.
Larry Gassman.
Ellie
He's in last name.
Emerson.
Oh, sorry.
There's Nell Emerson. All right, let's take a big jump here and go to A through M as in Michael.
David
David
Mandel. Mandel.
Jackson.
David Jackson.
No alerts available.
All right, let's go all the way up to letter T as in Tango, A through T.
Leslie Tom.
Livy Ostergaard.
Jeff Tom.
Linda Samo.
Linda Samulski. All right, let's get the whole alphabet. If you haven't announced yourself yet, go ahead.
Any
Judy
Weddle.
Wilkinson.
Judy Wilkinson, good.
And
Deanie,
Deanie,
of course.
Or Deanie.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, Deanie.
And Sarah Harris Guest.
Hi there, Sarah.
Lori Van Allen.
Hey there, Laurie. All right. Well, welcome aboard, everybody, and hopefully we'll get a few more folks popping in before we get too far into the hour here. So the first official item of business after introduction and roll call is approval of the meeting agenda, which I sent out on was it Thursday? And so are there any additions or changes that we need to make to the agenda?
Yes, Mr. President, Bob, I think so, if
Yes,
I may.
Bob, go ahead.
What about the Google line? Is that on the
Google
agenda?
line, we'll see if we can get to that. I'll put that under old
Okay,
business.
thank you.
All right. Last call for other items. All right. I will accept the motion to approve the agenda as adjusted.
Move to
Moved.
approve the agenda as it adjusted.
By David
Second.
Mandel and second by Bob. David and Bob.
Frank, this is Judy.
Yes,
I'm
Judy.
sorry, I couldn't get myself unmuted.
Okay.
I'd like to make sure we talk about some kind of acknowledgement of Doug Rose.
Good.
Yeah,
We'll do that.
definitely.
So add that,
All right, I've got that in there too. Okay, very good. All right, so all in favor of moving forward with our agenda with additions, say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. Abstentions. Adopted. All right, and now we have we also received our minutes for our January 15th business meeting. And do I have a motion to adopt the minutes as submitted?
So
This
moved.
is last, yeah, second.
All right, so Bob moved and Leslie seconded. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed. Good. Okay. All opposed say no. And then abstentions? All right. The minutes are adopted. Thank you, Larry, for your great work. All right. And moving now to our treasurer's report. Denise, the floor is yours.
Well, the treasurer's report was sent out. So I guess, are there any questions?
Move to accept the treasurer's report.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded by Judy and Jeff. Any other questions or comments? All in favor of it, of accepting the treasurer's report that was submitted to the list, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Abstentions? The treasurer's report is adopted.
Hey, painless. Yeah.
All right. So it's now time for the president's report, and we're moving right along, which is very good. And first off, as you probably saw from the agenda, that we have a very tight agenda this evening. And so our business is somewhat abbreviated. We'll get through as much of it as we can. If we find that when we come up to the end of the hour that we have some important things that we need to do that we haven't had time to do, then I will I will entertain a motion to hold a special meeting to finish off anything we can't get done tonight. So even though we have a short time tonight, we'll get done what we need to get done, even if we need another meeting to do it. So let us proceed with that. I want to introduce our people who will be representing us at the ACB convention. We selected them at our February board meeting, and our delegate, for better or worse, is going to be moi. Our alternate delegate, which is definitely for the better, is Olivia Ostergaard. And our nominating committee representative is going to be Andy Baracco.
Yay,
so Andy's the guy you want to hit up to nominate those great people to represent CCB on our CCB board. So there you go. So there are your representatives. Again, when we get into the voting during the convention, the roll call voting, I will make sure that I send out my contact information. And Livia, is that all right if I send out your phone
absolutely
number so that people can contact us and let us know their choices on things? So we will do that so that you guys can get that off the list. Okay.
Now, this is for ACB or CCB?
This is for CCB. Yeah.
Because you said ACB. Yeah. So I was.
Yeah.
That's
cool.
Right.
Wait a minute.
No, CCB. If I said ACB, I meant CCB. Yes. All right. Okay. So that means in May, not July.
Okay.
There you go. All right. And speaking of nominating, we're going to have an election. And our nominating committee chair this year is Olivia Ostergaard. So, Olivia, tell us who the nominating slate is, and then we will hold an election.
Thank you, Frank. It's good to be here with everybody. This was a pretty easy process, and I would like to thank the other members of the nominating committee. And right now, I can't think of who they are. Senior moment. Oh, boy. Anyway, but I would like to thank them as well. And, Ed Crespin and Ruth Ann Acosta. Whoops. Excuse me. Anyway, we have a slate of officers. They are as follows. Vice President Jeff Tom and Treasurer Denise Weddle. And board position, Christy Crespin. And Christy is not here tonight because she is a lucky girl on a cruise. So she's she'll be gone for a week, and we'll be catching up with her next week. And I'll have something later on in the when they had come to announcements about that. So that is our slate of officers, Mr. President. And the nominating committee would like to bring them forth as nominations for these officers.
All right, very good. So those names have been placed in nomination, and we will proceed one by one with our election. So we will begin with the office of Vice President. The name of Jeff Tom has been placed in nomination for Vice President. By the way, Jeff Tom will be stepping down, having term limited out as president of AAVL, just as background. So we have Jeff Tom. Do we have any other nominations from the floor? Do we have any other nominations from the floor? Last call. Do we have any other nominations from the floor? Do I have a motion to close nominations and elect Jeff Tom by acclamation?
Move nominations be closed. Second. And that we elect Jeff Tom by acclamation.
Frank?
Yes.
Sorry, this is Regina. Just reflect that I've arrived. I don't know if
hello,
that matters
Regina.
Very well, but
all right. So, all in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
All opposed, say no. Abstentions. The motion carries, and Jeff Tom will be our new vice president. And before we go any further, first off, I want to acknowledge the outstanding work and the strong leadership of Bob Acosta for these
yay,
past 3 years. Bob, you've done a wonderful job, a real leader in our group. And thank you so much. And happy birthday, Bob.
That's right.
Yay. Happy birthday, Bob.
Happy birthday, Bob. Yes.
Yeah. And so Bob, if you'd like to say a few words.
Well, thank you so much. That's all I'm going to say.
Does that mean you're going to be 84 now, Bob?
Well, no comment. I take the fifth.
The 85th?
The 85th.
Pretty good, Bob. That's pretty good.
Hey, Jeff's birthday's this month, too.
All right.
Yeah, but Bob's is today.
Right? Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Although, wow. In the East Coast, about the time that we get to the end of this meeting, it will be tomorrow. So there you go.
Yeah, that's true.
And in Europe,
5 o'clock somewhere, right?
Yeah.
All right.
5 o'clock.
Now for the Office of Treasurer, the name of Denise Weddle has been placed in nomination. Do we have any other nominations? Any other nominations? And finally, last call for nominations for treasurer.
Mr. President, Judy, I move the nominations be closed and Denise be voted in by absolute acclamation.
Yes.
And Bob is the second on that. And so that it has been moved and seconded. And that we close nominations and elect Denise Weddle by acclamation. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. All opposed, say no. Abstentions.
Yay.
Congratulations, Denise. And we're lucky to have you.
Yeah,
and
thank you, everybody.
Tough job.
All right. And now we come to our board seat, the two-year board seat, which is currently held by Christy Crespin. And wouldn't a great cruise present, well, we'll talk about that later. Anyway, all right, the name of Christy Crespin has been placed in nomination.
No bias from the chair.
Are there other nominations from the floor, which are quite welcome, by the way?
Didn't sound like there was any bias.
Second, are there any other nominations from the floor? Last call.
I move that you be accepted with a Mai Tai and acclamation.
We'll do our last call, and then we'll pick up that motion.
All right,
and we have a motion and a second to
raise for
those grant nominations and vote and elect by acclamation. And as for the beverage, that will be for the maker of the motion to arrange with the incumbent, should it come to that. All right. All in favor, say aye.
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 Now you're a hiccup.
Including the Mai Tai.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. All opposed, say no.
Well, we better contact her and have her get her Mai Tais together.
She wouldn't take it. I can guarantee it.
All right. And any opposed? Abstentions?
Hi, sweetie. I see you.
Hi, Echo.
I'm sorry. I thought I was muted. Sorry.
Don't worry. We love dogs here.
Yeah, but.
That's for sure.
No problem. All right. So, Christy Crespin is elected by acclamation. And this concludes our 2022 election. And thank you all for participating.
Yay.
And for your continued support of our board and for our coming year.
Oh, Vivian's back.
Hello, Vivian. All right. Moving forward, we've got fasten your seatbelts. We have some heavy lifting. It's time for our constitution and bylaws report. And we do have a bunch of amendments. Hopefully most of them are not controversial. There is a time limit. So if we get close to the end of the time limit, we're not gonna run on for hours and hours, don't worry. So David Jackson, our chair, I give the floor to you to present the amendments, and then I will conduct any voting that needs to be done.
Thank you very much, Frank, and welcome to all the people who did come to hear this. I have a request, and that request is to wait until I finished with the reading of an amendment, and then you can comment if you wish. So I'm going to start right now. CAAVL proposed constitution and bylaw amendments. California Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss, 2022 proposed constitution and bylaw amendments. And they were last updated on March 3rd, the 12th, 2022. Amendment 2022-02, author Frank Welty, subject, removal of obsolete language from the Constitution and bylaws description, removes language that was necessary at the time of the adoption of this constitution at the bylaw and the bylaws, which is no longer necessary. Status submitted to the membership for consideration during this annual business meeting on the 4th, on the 23rd, 2022 Constitution and Bylaws Committee. Current language, Article 3, membership. A, any person 18 years of age or older may become a member of CAAVL upon compliance with the provisions and requirements of this constitution and such bylaws as may be adopted. Any member who is current in the payment of dues and other financial obligations to CAAVL shall be designated a member in good standing. A voting member shall be anyone who has been a member in good standing for a minimum of 30 days. This 30-day requirement shall take effect at the commencement of the fiscal year following the date of the adoption of this Constitution. Article 4, Officer and Board of Directors. 1, after the beginning of the second full fiscal year following the adoption of this Constitution, no person shall hold an elected CAAVL office who has not been a member in good standing for at least 6 months. J, notwithstanding the other provisions of this article, upon the adoption of this Constitution and bylaws, the membership shall by voice vote or by roll call vote elect a president, vice president, secretary, treasurer, and 2 directors who shall serve until the commencement of the regular terms of such office following the first annual CAVL business meeting of this organization. These partial terms shall not be counted determining term limits. This is the proposed language. Article 3, membership. Any person 18 years of age or older may become a member of CAVL upon compliance with the provisions and requirements of this Constitution and such bylaws as may be adopted. Any member who is current in the payment of dues and other financial obligations to CAAVL shall be designated a member in good standing, A, avoiding a member by anyone who has been a member in good standing for a minimum of 30 days. Article 4, Officers and Board of Directors. 1, no person shall hold an elected CAAVL office who has not been a member in good standing for at least 6 months. Amendment.
Sorry about that.
That's the end of that amendment.
I have to apologize. A very humorous email happened to be going off in my ear just when you were finishing that. I apologize for that. So again, the only difference between that and the original language is that some of these clauses that we had to address how we handled things at the time we started up the organization that are now obsolete are being removed. So that's the only change there.
Right, that's correct.
All right, so I entertain a motion to accept this amendment.
Mr. President, since the committee is recommending it, I don't think you need it's a committee motion. I think it automatically goes to the floor.
Already.
I think you're right about that. Mm-hmm. So do we need a second or?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, then let's move forward. Is there any
discussion? Mr. President, this is Judy.
Miss Judy.
The question came up the other night in the discussion of the diabetics constitution. And I should know this, but I'm not sure. Isn't age for membership in the council and supposedly our affiliates 16 years, not 18?
I thought.
It is.
Yes.
I would say, however, that's one thing about this that has not changed in our constitution, what we currently have in that respect is not changing in this amendment.
I understand, but as long as we're,
Mr. President?
Yes,
can I
Jeff.
Speak to Judy's point? Judy, yes. I kind of think I agree with you, but since we're sort of an adult organization, maybe we ought to think about it and do it next convention.
Yeah,
I think
point.
I'm on your side. Your side, I think.
Okay, that makes sense.
Do drop me and David an email just so we don't forget about it. But I think your point is well taken.
That would be good.
Okay.
Is there any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of adopting the amendment, say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. Abstentions?
All right, then. Forging ahead. Amendment 2022-3, author Frank Welty, subject CAAVL, mission and vision statements. Description retains the current purpose statement, a comprehensive description of CAAVL's purpose and added mission statement, a one-sentence summary of the purpose statement and a vision statement, a one-sentence description of a future California in which all the goals of CAAVL have been achieved, status revived on April 6, 2022, submitted to the membership for consideration during the 2022 CAAVL annual business meeting on April 23rd, 2022. Current language, Article 2, purpose. The purpose of CAAVL shall be A, to build an active, inclusive, and supportive community of older persons who are blind that fosters such persons' self-acceptance and self-confidence, helps each person to access information, resources, products, services, and opportunities that will enhance his or her experience with vision loss, and provides opportunities for each person to share his or her unique personality, life experiences, talents, friendship in behalf of others in the community. B, to promote the acceptance, accommodation, and full inclusion of older blind individuals by all agencies, employers, educational institutions, businesses, and by the general public. C, to work to improve the scope and quality of educational, cultural, rehabilitation, and employment opportunities in order to enhance the quality of life for blind persons in general and for older blind individuals, in particular in the state of California. D, to influence providers of products and services to address the specific needs of older blind individuals, including those with multiple disabilities, in the designs of these products and services. Proposed language, Article 2, purpose, mission, and vision. A, purpose statement. The purpose of CAAVL shall be 1, to build an active, inclusive, supportive community of older persons who are blind that fosters persons' acceptance and self-confidence, helps each person to access information, resources, products, service, and opportunities that will enhance his or her experience with vision loss, and provides opportunities for each person to share his or her unique personality, life experience, talents, and friendship in behalf of others in the community. 2, to promote the acceptance, accommodation, and full inclusion of older blind individuals by all agencies, employers, educational institutions, businesses, and by the general public. 3, to work to improve the scope and quality of education, cultural rehabilitation, employment opportunities in order to enhance the quality of life for blind persons in general and for older blind individuals, in particular in the state of California. 4, to influence providers of products and services to address specific needs of older blind individuals, including those with multiple disabilities, in the designs of those products and services. B, mission statement. The California Alliance on Aging Vision Loss promotes community full inclusion, opportunity, and high quality products and services for older, blind, and visually impaired California. C, vision statement. The California Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss envisions a future California where all blind and visually impaired residents live with self-acceptance and confidence with access to appropriate healthcare, rehabilitative services, adaptive products and services, and other community supports, and with equal opportunity and full inclusion in our communities. And that's the end of that.
Thanks, David. So the difference between the current language and the proposed language is that the purpose statement is unchanged from in this case, but we're adding a short mission statement that summarizes our purpose, and then the vision statement that expresses our dreams for the future in a short way. Is there any discussion?
Mr. President, yes. Steve Mendelson here. A couple of things. Although I suppose it's implicit in A2 through 4, I wonder if some more explicit reference to advocacy somewhere might not be warranted as well. That's the first thing. I have two other little things. Do you want to respond to that one first, or should I just go through the others?
I think we've got it covered, but I'll make a note that we can take another pass at that and the committee.
It is implicit, as I say. I just like to see it a little bit more explicit.
And see if there's some language that punches that up a little bit. But I think for now I'll make a note of that.
Okay. The second thing with respect to C, since you mentioned a couple of specific services and opportunities, I wonder if it would be worthwhile to include transportation.
Oh, it's a big one.
Good one, Steve.
Yeah, I would, again, I think we can look at that. So we'll make a note to take another pass at that and see if it's called for, though.
Mr. President?
Why can't we just throw it in? Why does it have
to be voted in?
Sure.
Just really quick?
Yeah, I can accept, I'll accept, the author will accept it as a friendly amendment.
Mr. President, this is David.
Yes, David.
Yeah, okay. I thought we had changed the mission statement, sir.
Thought we did too, yeah.
The incorrect statement was read, and that's what I wanted to bring to your attention.
Oh.
Yes, I was going to say something. Thank you,
May
David.
I read it to the group?
Please do, David, because...
Okay,
I thought we had updated that, and somehow it got missed, so please do.
The correct mission statement is as follows. The California Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss, CAAVL, works to ensure that seniors with vision loss receive the necessary assistance, services, training, and support in order to live independently and actively participate in their communities.
Thank you, David. And sure. By the way, I had forgot to mention that I wanted to express my appreciation along with the Constitution and Bylaws Committee, but also the Public Relations and Publications Committee, who cleaned up the mission.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah. David, please do send that to me and I'll put that in.
Okay. I just said I better bring that to your attention. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I did have one thing.
Go ahead.
Yes, Regina.
It's Regina. And I would prefer people who have low vision to visually impaired. I know there's I think that's the accepted wording now. I'm just bringing it. It's a technicality, but it's people first language, which is what I favor.
Yeah, that's one where we went back and forth on that one. And I are you referring to the mission statement there?
There's one part where it says visually impaired, and I would just like to see that say people with low vision.
Let's see if we can address that quickly. You're requesting an amendment that references to in this amendment to visually impaired be replaced by with low vision.
Or people who have low vision, something like that. Whatever is grammatically correct. The grammarians can tell me.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second it.
Mr. President? Is there a discussion?
Yes, Bob.
Has anyone consulted the Low Vision Group? I know how they'll feel, but this new affiliate, I don't know, you know, we do always visually impaired is really, I remember when Governor Reagan said, I'm visually impaired. We said, yeah, but you could put your glasses on and see. I hate that word visually impaired. I really do. I'm blind, number one, and low vision is what they are. I mean, that's
what Regina is.
She's for visually impaired.
No, she's not.
No.
Oh, did I hear wrong? Okay, good. If you're for low vision, I'm for it.
Yeah. Yes,
Frank, I'm sorry, Regina.
We do have two raised hands.
Okay.
Not for low vision. I don't want people to lose their vision. But
okay, he's visually impaired.
Order, please.
Okay.
This hand is raised.
Two at a time, please. Okay.
510, is that? That's Steve. Steve, did you mean to have your hand raised?
I did, but the other people haven't done so yet. Okay. Go first.
Then Vivian Younger is next. She's the last person with her hand.
Vivian, go ahead.
Okay, yes. I just wanted to say that the people that come through some of the agencies, if we're gearing towards individuals who are transitioning from being, quote, visually impaired, whatever the description's going to be, I wanted to be clear for us as to who is it that we are embracing as far as that goes. Because seniors are sometimes between the visually impaired part and the low vision part. So I just wanted to get people's opinions about that. I see newly blind clients all the time. And I would say that half the time, they identify themselves as visually impaired. And then once they start transitioning through, they go to low vision. And I just wasn't sure where we fit, you know, in our affiliate on that, in case we get that, you know, that comes up. So that's what I wanted to ask.
Hey, Steve. Middleton.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Again, I hesitate to, and I apologize for suggesting any additions at this point, but in light of the presentation by the Dale McIntosh Center, I wonder if either, let's say, as a new A5 or as a part of, or as an extension of C, say something about facilitating or actively bringing about or participating in collaborations across the spectrum of services to make sure that the previously stated goals can be better achieved.
I would not consider that a friendly amendment at this, just because I think that we want to keep things as short as we can. Mm-hmm. So I would not consider that a friendly amendment.
All right, I would draw it then.
Okay, thank you. But certainly take a look at it, and if you have a suggestion for the committee, that would be fine. All right, are we prepared to vote?
No, my hands up.
Bob, quickly.
Quickly, okay. Number one, newly blinded. Hate the word blind, so that doesn't sway me at all. They want to be the visually impaired. I've gone to chapters where they say, don't say the B word, but there's dignity in blindness and in low vision. And I don't know how you do this, but I would like to have this amendment looked at rather than I'll put it in, we'll do it, we won't do it. I move that we postpone the voting on this amendment until we hear it completely the next time. I don't care if you do it the next meeting. That's my motion. It may fail, but that's my motion.
So your motion then is to postpone amendment.
May not be friendly to the committee. So
to postpone amendment 3 to another to our next business meeting.
Yes, because we won't get through 11 of them tonight.
So that motion has been made. Is there a second?
Yes, second.
All right. I can't remember if that motion is debatable. But,
no, it's a postponement. I guess I didn't say table. I don't want postpone. I don't know if it's debatable.
Is there any, so, and then let's try to move along here. Is there anybody who feels strongly enough that they need to say something about it, or are we clear what the issue is here that we're talking about putting this, postponing this particular amendment until the next meeting?
Mainly, if I may, we're in discussion. I'll put it in. We'll take it out. We'll look at this. I don't want to pass an amendment until it's completed. That's all. I'm not saying I'm going to oppose it, but I want it when you guys settle down and present it And, you know, Steve made comment. I don't know if you're accepting some of those. I think some of them were good. And I'd rather have a complete amendment. That's all to vote on.
All right.
I agree.
All in favor of postponing to the next meeting, say aye.
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 All opposed, say no. Abstentions? We'll take this up at our next meeting. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Let's move on to Amendment 4.
Author, Frank Welty. Subject, the start date of terms of office. Description, changes the start date of terms of office from the beginning of each fiscal year to the first day of the month following the close of the annual business meeting status, submitted to the membership for consideration during the 2022 CAAVL annual business meeting on April 23rd, 2022. Current language, Article 4. Officers and Board of Directors. E, all officers and directors elected at the annual CAAVL business meeting shall take office at the beginning of the new fiscal year. If the annual CAAVL business meeting takes place after the start of the new fiscal year, the terms of the officers and directors to be elected at the meeting shall be extended so as to start at the close of the meeting at which the elections take place. Proposed language. E, all officers and directors elected at the annual CAAVL business meeting shall commence their terms of office on the first day of the month following the close of the annual business meeting. And that's that for that.
So what this would mean is that, again, instead of waiting until the fiscal year starts, which in our case is not January 1, we would start basically the next month after the business meeting. If that takes effect today, then that would mean that our terms of office would start on, you know, would start on May 1st. All right. Do we need any discussion of that? Very clear? Yes, I'm Steve. Steve.
Yeah, Mr. President, I'm going to oppose that on the ground that it could potentially result, depending upon when the business meeting was held, in some terms being 10 years, term being 10 months or 11 months, other years being 13 or 14 months. At least if we have a date, a fixed date, it needn't be January 1st, by the way, it could be July 1st, it could be any date we want. But at least if we have a fixed date with provision for the carryover of the old term in the event that the new officers and board members have not been chosen by that fixed date, it just gives for a lot more certainty and a lot more clarity in planning, I think.
Very good. All right. Does anybody wish to speak in favor of the motion?
I just, Mr. President, if I may, I just want a clarification. Yes, if the business meeting, I guess, were held away from this convention in February we just held it in July or August, that would extend terms. I like a date, July 1 or May 1, I don't care, but maybe a date's a problem because maybe we couldn't meet before that date. So I don't know what to do on that.
Yeah, keep in mind that we already have a provision that if for some reason our annual business meeting is delayed, that terms are automatically extended until the time of the meeting, if that happens.
I'll vote for it first of next
until
month.
Until the time of what meeting? I mean,
of the business meeting. So let's say that, for example, that back when we had a July 1st fiscal year, for example, if for some reason the convention didn't happen until after July, then the incumbents would still be in office until we could have our election. So that's still in place.
But what if it's not until August. I mean, then you've got this one, and then all of a sudden the next convention maybe would be in April. So you've got August until April. And then
there would be some variance in that our convention can move around a little bit. I think it would average out over time because we probably will continue to have conventions in the spring most of the time.
When you could get it. If we had in-person ones. But you just can't guarantee any kind of date specifically unless we did the virtual.
Okay, do we have further discussion? All right, all in favor of the amendment, say aye.
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 All opposed, say no.
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 The ayes have it, and the amendment is adopted.
Okay. Mr. President, point of order, I guess, is it?
Yes, Bob. Know.
Point of information. We have till 9. The only time I sat longer here was Gone with the Wind. We've started at 1. Can we do something for Doug Rose and the Google line? Do we have more agenda items? We're not going to finish all 11 right now.
We have a few brief ones.
Can we get them done by 9?
I originally had our time limit for our amendments going until 8:45. So we have 4 minutes left. Is it the pleasure of the group that we do one more amendment, or would we like to stop the amendments here and then move on?
I move we stop.
We can do one more. If it's brief.
Do an easy one.
Yeah,
that's an easy one. Yeah.
Pick an easy one.
All right. Go ahead, Dave.
Let me see if I can find something.
Why don't you...
we didn't vote on that one. Okay.
Yeah, we did. We voted on
it. Now we got 3 minutes.
We did 2, 3, 4.
Let me do 5.
Okay. All right, let's do 5.
Okay. Amendment 2022, Amendment 5. Author Frank Welty. Subject: actions not to conflict with the governing documents of organizations with which CAAVL is affiliated. Description: CAAVL may take no action that conflicts with the governing documents of any of those organizations with which CAAVL is affiliated. Status: submitted to the membership for consideration during the April 2022 CAAVL annual business meeting on April 23rd, 2022. Current language, Article 6. Authority: meetings, quorum, voting, voting and elections. Authority: 1. The supreme authority of CAAVL shall rest with the general membership present and voting, providing a quorum exists as defined in Section C of this article, and no actions are taken that conflict with the CAAVL constitution and bylaws, or the federal, state, or local status. Statutes, beg your pardon. Proposed language, Article 6, authority, meetings, quorum, voting, and elections. A, authority, 1, the supreme authority of the CAAVL shall rest with the general membership present, voting, providing quorum exists as defined in Section C of this article, and no actions are taken that conflict with the provisions of the Constitution, with the CAAVL bylaws, with the governing documents of any of those organizations which CAAVL is affiliated, the California Council of the Blind, and the Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss, or with federal, state, or local statutes. That's it.
Is this, Mr. President, is this two separate?
Then I have Amendment 6.
Wait.
Let's get this one.
Is that two? Have you read two so far?
No. I've only read one.
It's that all the same one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Let me go back and look.
Frank, could you explain why this is necessary?
Yeah.
What time is it?
You're muted, Frank, possibly.
Franco.
Sorry about that. Yeah. If you can just read the description again. Not the whole language, but just the description.
Oh, okay. Let me go back. Go back.
I'm just lost anyway. So. Right, Dini.
You know what, Frank? We are going to have to continue this. We can't.
I really think we should look.
Yeah, we can't.
If I remember right, it's just bringing it in line with the state. Correct.
Okay. Let me read the description. Description. This is Amendment 5. Description. CAAVL may take no action that conflicts with the governing documents of any of those organizations with which CAAVL is affiliated. Status submitted to the membership.
Okay, that's it.
That's it.
All right. So do we want to vote or postpone this one?
Postpone.
Postpone.
I hear a motion to postpone.
You
want my hand postpone.
Second.
It's been moved and second that we postpone action on this item.
All remaining items.
All remaining.
All in favor, say aye. And all remaining amendments.
Aye.
Okay. All right. And we'll take those up later then. All right. Okay. Now, we just have a couple items left here. We'll be quick. First off, let's take a couple minutes to remember Doug Rose. I just found out in the last couple of days that Doug Rose from the Humboldt chapter passed away recently.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
I could say something. Was Judy going to do it, though? I think she introduced it. Is she here?
I'm here.
Good. I think you'd do better. I'd like to say something too. Thank you.
Well, I don't want to say anything particular except that I think it's sad that, I mean, I will, in my own capacity as immediate, past president, and having worked with Doug during my presidency, send a message to Patty now that somebody's got their alarm on.
Yeah.
Send a message to Patty, and I think we should ask, Gabe to do the same, because we have not been paying attention as much, I think, to our members that we're losing. We used to send cards. We used to be a little more responsive to these situations. And I do think CAAVL, he was interested. I think we should somehow either schedule some kind of remembrance or, I mean, this is maybe bigger than just this affiliate, but this can't go unnoticed. And I guess I don't quite know what to suggest at this moment, but I think at the very least, Frank, you should write to Patty. I know I will. I'll suggest Gabe do it. And I think at least those are actions we can take immediately.
Mr. President, just a little update.
Ooh.
I actually asked Gabe already that a card be sent on behalf of CCB. Yeah. I hope he carries through.
Well, we need to remind him.
But that's not all. Yeah. I'm not trying to say that.
Yeah.
One other thing we might want to do, maybe Frank or somebody could present something at the remembrances on behalf of CAAVL at the convention next week.
I second whatever he said. That sounds great.
And I would be happy to do that and also to write a note. So I will.
Please write to Patty. Yeah.
Okay. I'll make a quick, Mr. Chair, a quick thing in the discussion about Doug, if I may.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. I didn't know him as a person, but I did know him when we were saw his telephonic support group that he held every week with people, although they were in our Humboldt chapter, people across the country called him. And we lost a great champion of the blind. I wish I could have shaken his hand and said, thank you, thank you. And we enjoyed ourselves. The people were great, but they all said, you know, Doug is our link to the world. And I know that sounds strange in the United States here, but he was, and we'll miss him very much. Thank you.
Frank.
Yes, Larry.
Frank, Doug asked me to do a presentation on radio, and specifically old time radio, because a lot of the people were on the phones. They, you know, and they remembered it because they were of that age. And I did. And he was nothing but a gentleman.
Yep.
This is about 2 years ago. And it was just a one-time presentation, but he called from time to time after that just to see how things were going. He was a true class gentleman.
Yes.
Yep.
He really tried to keep that affiliate going once Eric Smiley left. He really did.
Yeah.
One other item is, do we have an updated status on the work towards getting a Google line?
No. I apologize. No, I just haven't had time. And I've been trying to make time to do it. And I just need to sit down for an hour and work with Ira to get to the inaccessible parts of doing that, especially picking phone numbers and things like that. And I'm going to try and do that in the next week. But I apologize because it should have been done.
Well, you have no nothing problem. Else to do, Larry.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not very good. Wake up and do it.
Been moping around.
That's all right. I'm going to bring it up over and over until we get it.
If I were still married, I would be doing half the crap I'm doing now.
Oh, Larry.
Okay. We're in the home stretch. Is there anybody who needs to do a very quick committee report at this time? And I do mean very quick. Hearing none, I have one last item of official business, and that is, would people wish to hold a special meeting in the next couple months to take up the rest of the business that we don't have time to finish tonight?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I'm proposing and you've already set that date. Of Saturday, June 4th at 4 p.m.
Yeah, okay. Don't do it at 8:30 and I'm with you. I mean, you know,
it'll be at 4 p.m. That
sounds fine.
Four is good. Okay.
That's all great. Right. Excellent. So I'm going to accept these comments as the equivalent of a motion, a second, and a vote in favor, unless I hear otherwise. And so we will plan our special meeting for Saturday, June 4th, to continue business from this meeting. And finally, is there any news or final announcements that we want to make before we adjourn?
Yes, Mr. President.
Yes.
This is Libby.
Go ahead.
Since Christy is not here and president of newly formed CDA, Diabetics in Action, I would like to invite all of you to come to our first business meeting and program next Sunday, May 1st from 5 to 7 p.m. We'll be doing our business, our program first, and then our business. And stick around because we're going to be giving away two $25 free memberships. So y'all come.
Okay. There you go.
Thank you.
All right. Any other announcements?
I move we adjourn, Mr. President.
Adjourning
and it's before
6 minutes early.
No, you did great. No, you did good.
All right. Then I will accept the motion to adjourn.
So moved.